All right, back here at Adams Central. Again, getting set for the boys contest here tonight between Adams Central and the Sandy Creek Cougars. More basketball action coming your way later on in the week. In fact, tomorrow night we've got Nebraska men's basketball for you as the Huskers will take on Incarnate Word. That's a Catholic university down in San Antonio, Texas. Little known, Incarnate Word will be at the Pinnacle Bank Arena tomorrow night, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. 6:04 will be the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. So Nebraska men's basketball tomorrow. Then we'll have the women in action on Thursday. They'll be in Omaha to take on the Creighton Lady Jays. Tip-off of that game will be at 8 o'clock. Pregame show at 7:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Then on Friday night, we get our first look at the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes as they take on Donovan Trumbull on Friday night. Tip-off from the Chapman Gymnasium will be at 7:30. Girls' game will go at 6, so the pregame show at 5:45 on Friday. And, of course, Hastings College basketball on Saturday afternoon against the Dort Defenders. Our coverage gets underway at 1:45. The women's game will go at 2 for the guys to follow at 4 o'clock. So plenty of basketball to get started in earnest here for the 2014-2015 season. Get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Adams Central, it'll be Garrett Sittner, a 6'1" junior. Sittner is averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per game. David Boland is a 6'1" sophomore. Boland is averaging 20.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. He had 31 the other night against the Holdridge Dusters. Tyler Wormstad, a 5'10" junior. Wormstad is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. K.O. Pleak, 6'3", a junior. Pleak is averaging 1 point with 5.5 rebounds per game. And Evan Lindblad is a 6'6" senior. Lindblad is averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. The Patriots are coached by Zach Foster. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, they will go this way. It'll be Gabe Muenholz, a 5'10" sophomore. Muenholz is averaging 13 points and 2 rebounds per game. Colton Shuck is a 5'10" senior. Shuck is averaging 5.7 points per ball game and 1 rebound per game. Corbin Hansen is a 5'10" junior. Corbin Hansen is averaging 2.7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Jacob Sleek is a 6'3" junior. Jacob is averaging 2.7 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. And Kendall Dixon is a big 6'4" junior who's averaging 4.7 points per ball game and 4 rebounds per game. Matt Schwarzendruber is the head coach of the Sandy Creek Cougars. Again, Sandy Creek will play without their leading scorer on the season thus far, Brendan Leposky. He will sit out the ball game with a sprained ankle tonight. He's been averaging 21.3 points per ball game so far this season. Right now, the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez, TM Sporting Goods, On the Bricks, 2217 Central, Downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
So the playing of the national anthem here tonight. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe, Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Adams Central played well last weekend, picking up wins over Holdridge and the Aurora Huskies. And we'll see what Matt Schwarzendruber has in store for us here tonight. He was on the Hastings College coaching staff for quite some time. Moves on. He's been out down at Sandy Creek now. I think this is his 13th year as the head man at Sandy Creek. The Cougars are going to be dressed in their red uniforms here tonight. Trimmed and lettered in the black. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding whites, trimmed and lettered in blue. Adams Central will shoot to our basket to our left. The Patriots putting up 54 and 45 points respectively in the two ball games here this season. The team likes to get up and down the floor a little bit. And here's our playmaker right here, David Bolin with the ball. David Bolin comes over here on the right side to K.O. Pleak. Drives the ball to the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip try no good by Lindblad. Ball is tipped out. The scramble is on in the corner. We've got a whistle and we got a jump ball called. A jump ball called as Bolin was at the bottom of the stack there for AC. But a jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will get the basketball. Adams Central applying some pressure in backcourt. Just underway. Boys High School play tonight. Adams Central and the Sandy Creek Cougars. There's a pass that's going to be deflected off of the fingertips of Corbin Hansen. First turnover on the Sandy Creek here in the ball game. AC has got the ball back. They have their pocket picks. Coming back the other way. Driving, shooting, and missing. The shot there is going to be Colton Shuck. Rebound Adams Central. Long pass down the floor to Wormstadt. His shot is up there and in. Adams Central gobs the lead 2-0 on the breakaway layup by Wormstadt. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected again into the backcourt. Sittner grinds the ball to the hole. His shot no good. Tip try no good by Bolin. Sittner gets the ball back. His follow shot no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up there by Colton Shuck. Down the Sandy Creek Cougars run back the other way. 2-0 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Entry pass. They get it inside to Dixon. Dixon down to Schleek. He drives the ball to the hole. His little hook shot is up there in the lane. It's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here in the three-point territory. Shuck has got the ball. He throws it to the near side. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Wormstead. He drives, shoots, and misses the layup. And the rebound comes down here to Sandy Creek. Back the other way comes Corbin Hansen. They get it ahead down to Muenholz. Muenholz to the free throw line to Schlick. He drives it down the paint. Can't put up a shot on the wing. This is Shuck. He drives it in the lane. The ball is then knocked loose. It's picked up by Dixon. And Kendall Dixon scores off of the window. 2-2 is the score now. Adams Central and Sandy Creek in boys high school basketball action tonight. There's Evan Lindblad with the ball out on top as K.O. Pleak drives it down the right side of the lane. Shot is up there. Rolls off the front iron. No good. Dixon with a rebound. Dixon gets the ball away to Muenholz. Here come the Cougars now with a chance to pull ahead here in this basketball game. Corbin Hansen, entry pass to Dixon at the free throw line. Gives it back to Hansen out here in three-point territory. Retreats out near the 10-second line, right in his face defensively. For Adams Central is going to be Garrett Sittner driving the ball around the screen. Is Shuck takes the ball in the lane, and he scores. Colton Shuck scores, and the Adams Central Patriots are trailing Sandy Creek by a score of 4-2. David Bolin having problems here in backcourt. Brings it to the 10-second line, and he's immediately chucked on the play there. Foul is going to be going on Gabriel Muenholz. Muenholz picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first team foul number one on the Cougars. Adams Central shooting to our basket to our right. They're in quarter number one. They're trailing in the ball game by a score of 4-2. Kale Pleak with the ball. Pleak now to Bolin, open for three. Takes the shot and misses. No good. Rebound Lindblad. Ball shot is up and in. Evan Lindblad is flat getting the job done offensively. He's averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. He gets the offensive board and the follow there. And now the Cougars throw the basketball away as they brought the ball up against the pressure of Adams Central. Second turnover on Sandy Creek. They throw the ball into the scorer's table down here on the near sideline. We're tying up at 4 points apiece. Early in the ball game, we got 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first period tonight. Here's David Bolin with the ball now for Adams Central. Gets away, drives it down the lane, all the way to the baseline, loses control of the ball. Picks her back up. There's a shot in the lane, no good by Wormstadt, but it's rebounded here by Adams Central. Wormstadt has got the ball, then back outside to David Bolin. Bolin drives it, leaves it down in the corner. That's it. Connor Nelson is into the ball game. A warm stat comes across the top now to Luke Goldenstein, who's into the ball game. Goldenstein gets it away to Nelson, drives it inside the free throw line. Out to David Bolin now. Circles around and splits a couple of defenders, drives to the hole and scores. David Bolin took it to the hole that time. 6-4 is the score now. Adams Central goes out on top. Pressure again by AC here in the backcourt. Muenholz has got the ball. Muenholz comes out on the wing. Falling down is Hansen, and the foul's going to be called. Hansen tries to work around David Bolin, and Bolin picks up the personal foul. That's the first foul on David. Team foul number one on Adams Central. Boys High School basketball action here on 1230 KHIS. 4:28 to play in the opening period. 6-4 the score. Adams Central has got the lead. For the girls' game, Adams Central beats Sandy Creek tonight by 25 points. Here's Gabe Muenholz with the ball now for Sandy Creek. They lob it inside to Dixon. Dixon takes it against Pleak, and his shot is up and in. Kendall Dixon scores his second field goal of the ball game, and the Cougars They're now tied up with Adams Central. We're at 6 points apiece. Here's Pleak for three. Shot good. Cale Pleak. That's his first three-pointer of the season as he nails that one from the top of the key. And Adams Central will get it on the turnover here as Sandy Creek throws the ball on the nickel seat to the near sideline. Third turnover on Sandy Creek. And the Cougars are playing without their leading scorer tonight, Brandon Leposki, who is setting out the ball game with an ankle injury tonight. Adams Central with a chance to increase their lead. 9-6 to the score right now. Patriots have the advantage. Bowen has the basketball stripped away. As picked up here by Adam Woodbury, who's into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. The second turnover on AC. Running one-hander from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to Adams Central. Bowen comes back the other way. Nice pass, and his shot is up there and in. Luke Goldenstein scores on the assist from Bowen. That's now an 11-6 ball game. Adams Central out on top. Pressure again by the Patriots here in backcourt. Sandy Creek breaks it as they bring her into the offensive zone. Cougars are down by 5 points with 3.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. There's a running one-hander. It's going to be no good by Gordon Neer. Now we got a foul called. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central. A foul is going to go on to Connor Hansen, Connor Nelson. That's going to be his first. Second team foul on the Patriots. Sandy Creek will play things in. Here's Muenholz with the ball. Free throw line extended left side behind his screen. They dump the ball away now to a Gordonier. Gordonier comes back out in three-point territory to Muenholz trying to get away. Muenholz spins. He loses control of the ball, but right into the hands here of Gordonier. Trace Gordonier with the ball. It's going to be lost into the backcourt. Last touched here by Adams Central's Garrett Sittner. So Sandy Creek will play things in here in backcourt. 2:58 to play in the opening quarter. 11-6 is the score. Adams Central out on top by 5 points. There's a Muenholz with the ball. Muenholz goes over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be John Sock who's into the ball game. Lob pass comes inside. It's going to be intercepted. And now intercepted right back for Sandy Creek. And a driving layup by Muenholz is going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Now John Sock is into the ball game for the Sandy Creek Cougars. And also in there is Trace Gordonier. As head coach Matt Schwarzenjuber going to the bench here early in this first quarter of play. There's Corbin Hansen. He'll inbound the ball right in front of the basket. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. That's Gordonier getting the field goal there off of the inbound. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's now an 11-8 score. Adams Central out on top by three. Sitting there with the ball. He has it stripped away. It is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. It's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That's going to be their third of the ball game. And the contest now is going to be Jacob Schleek for Sandy Creek. So Schleek is back into the lineup. Adams Central again applying pressure here in backcourt. Patriots looking for their third straight win to begin the season here. Here's Muenholz comes into the forecourt. He's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. He left his feet looking for a pass there. It came down with it still in his hands, and a traveling violation there is called on Sandy Creek. So the Cougars have turned the ball over five times here in the first quarter. 11-8. Adams Central is out on top. Patriots have the ball shooting to our basket to our right. Here in this first half of play, here's David Bowen with the ball, puts it on the floor, dribbles out near the 10-second line, down to Garrett Sittner. Man-to-man defense here for Sandy Creek. Bounce pass goes inside. Lindblad working in front of the basket. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Evan Lindblad gets his second field goal of the ball game. Adams Central out on top now by a score of 13-8. Pressure again. Schleek has the ball knocked loose. His pass to the near side is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Lindblad. That's the sixth turnover on Sandy Creek here in this first half. Garrett Sittner with the ball now with 90 seconds to play. Here in the first period, Sittner spins to the free throw line. Ball is knocked loose by John Sock. He's got it for Sandy Creek. Nice pass and a layup that's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Woodbury. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Running back the other way is Wormstadt back outside. Three-pointer. It's been up there no good by Sittner. But the rebound comes down here to Adams Central, so they keep it alive. That's a Dylan Steinkruger on the offensive board there for Adams Central. Gets it to Bowen. He drives it to the hole and his shot is up there and in. David Bowen with a couple of driving layups so far in the ball game. He's got 4 points. Adams Central out on top 15-8. Pressure now here on the near sideline. AC grabs the ball, and it's going to be a timeout called here by the Patriots. That's Steinkruger knocking the ball loose and then came down with it right here at the 10-second line, and wisely enough calls the timeout to save the possession. So we've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmacy needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select mobile capture enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central with the early lead here over Sandy Creek, 15-8 to score. Adams Central with the ball following the Sandy Creek timeout, or the Adams Central timeout. Here's Dylan Steinkruger driving the ball to the rack. He lost control of it, but it was knocked out of his hand. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Into the ball game now is going to be K.O. Pleak for Adams Central. Going out will be Garrett Sittner. 37 seconds to play here in the first quarter. The Patriots have jumped on the Cougars early. There's a long-range three put up there from the corner. It's up and in. Dylan Steinkruger knocks down his first three-pointer of the season. 18-8 is the score now. There's a shot in the lane put up there. It's going to be too strong by Corbin Hansen. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Cougar basketball. Left sense by Evan Lindblad at Adams Central. So the Cougars will play things in the ball game now. For AC, I'll have to double check that. His number is not included on our roster that they supplied to us. That's always nice when they come in the first quarter to play. Here's Sandy Creek with the ball now with 12 seconds to play. Corbin Hansen with the ball out near the 10-second line. Corbin Hansen for Sandy Creek. One hands are down in the corner. A long-range jumper put up there. No good by Sock. Rebound is lost out of bounds, and it's going to be Sandy Creek ball. They will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. Nope, they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. The other official comes in there, and they give the ball to AC, so the Patriots will come back the other way. There's a shot from backcourt from just inside the backcourt line, and it hits off the front iron. That's going to be no good. So the first quarter comes to a screeching halt here in boys high school basketball. The score after one, Adams Central out on top of Sandy Creek. It's the Patriots 18, Sandy Creek 8. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
Adams Central won the girls' ball game here tonight, 49-24 over Sandy Creek to improve to two wins and one loss in the season. Adams Central boys out on top here in the second contest. They've got the advantage over Sandy Creek. The score is 18-8. Patriots getting 4 points from David Bolin, two from Luke Goldenstein, three from Dylan Steinkruger, two from Kyler Warmstadt, three from K.O. Pleak, and four from Evan Lindblad on the first period of play. 18-8. Patriots are out on top. Adams Central will have the ball to begin this fourth quarter of play. Warmstadt has got it around the screen as they work against the man-to-man. They lob it inside, grabbing the ball as Pleak. His shot is up and in. Warmstadt gets the assist. K.O. Pleak gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points, and the score is now 20-8 in favor of Adams Central. And now we've got a whistle coming back the other way. A foul is going to go on Garrett Sittner of Adams Central. So Sittner picks up the foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots here in this first half of play. Sandy Creek on the attack. A free throw line jumper put up there by Gordon Neer, and it's going to be no good. Rebound is long. It comes out here to K.O. Pleak, who gets the ball immediately into the hands of Garrett Sittner. Bounce pass inside to Lindblad. Kicks it out to Pleak from the far side. Drives the ball to the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kendall Dixon of Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. Adams Central in the first quarter, 8 out of 17. They got 17 shots off in the first quarter. They hit 47% of those. Sandy Creek, 4 out of 10 for 40%. Adams Central, 2 out of 5 on three-pointers. Sandy Creek did not attempt a three-point shot as Cale Pleak throws up the free throw, which is good. Pleak will have one more. Rebounds, Adams Central had 8 in the first quarter. Sandy Creek had 4. 6 turnovers on the Adams Central Patriots in the first quarter of play. And 7 for Sandy Creek as Cale Pleak hits his second free throw. It's now a 22-8 ball game in favor of Adams Central here in the first half of play. Cougars have the basketball back in their offensive zone, looking for some offense here tonight. Corbin Hansen with the ball. Free throw line extended all the way to the near sideline. They come out between the circles. That's a Colton Shuck with the ball. Shuck now to Corbin Hansen. Hansen is going to be whistled for a palming violation. A little indecision out here in the three-point territory. That's the 7th turnover on Sandy Creek in the ball game. 6:56 to play here in the first half. 22-8. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a Kyler Warmstad with the ball. Now to Bullen. Gets it over to a Garrett Sittner on the deep wing on the left side. Top of the key is Cale Pleak. Dumps the ball down low. That's Lindblad. Fakes once, goes up with a shot. He's going to be fouled into play. Personal foul is going to be called on Kendall Dixon. That's going to be the second foul on Dixon. That's going to send Lindblad back to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Lindblad, an 80% foul shooter in the season. He's 8 out of 10 from the free throw line here this year through the first two ball games. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Adams Central as a team knocked down 75% of their free throw tosses in the first two ball games, 41% from the field, and 39% from three-point territory. Next shot is up there, in and out, and the falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. So it's 23-8. Adams Central has got the lead. There's Colton Shuck with the ball. Shuck drives it all the way to the goal. Is running one-hander. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound is loose, and Shuck picks it up on the baseline. Loses it. Picks it up in the corner. Shuck gets it out of the wing on the right side. Now to Corbin Hansen. He retreats out here in the three-point territory. Hansen dribbling on the ball on the right sideline. Picked up there by Warmstad of Adams Central. Entry pass to get to Schleek. Drives it down the lane. He signs up and in. Jacob Schleek gets the first field goal of the ball game for him. It's now a 23-10 ball game. Adams Central leading. Here's Sittner from just inside the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Garrett Sittner comes back and finds his spot on the floor and scores Sittner's first field goal of the ball game. 25-10. Adams Central has got the lead. There's a shot by Gordon here from the short right baseline. No good. Ball bounced out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Patriots are looking sharp here in the first half of play after picking up 2 wins last weekend. Adams Central has got a busy week as well. Centura on Friday night, and then they'll take on a very good Wood River team next Saturday right back here at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central has built a 15-point lead here in the first half. It is 25-10 over the Sandy Creek Cougars and their head coach, Matt Schwarzenjuber. Sandy Creek, they're on defense, man-to-man. Cale Pleak drives from the left corner, shoves off. He gets away with it, goes up with a shot, no good, but he gets his own ball back. Cale Pleak gets into the hands of Dylan Steinkruger, is into the ball game now. Steinkruger to Luke Goldenstein, now to Nelson. Nelson out here in three-point territory, comes across the top. That's Steinkruger with the ball. Steinkruger drives it down the lane to the goal. He goes, and his shot is up and in. Adams Central getting to the rim here in this first half. Steinkruger has now got 5 points in the ball game, 27-10. Adams Central lead. There's a shot in the lane that's going to be up there, no good, by Muenholz. Tip ties up and in. Trace Gordonier gets the tip there. He's now got 4 points in the ball game. Adams Central coming back. There's a long range three put up there by Steinkruger that's up and in. Nobody around defensively. Steinkruger knocks down a tray, and Matt Schwarzenjuber wants to call a timeout. The Patriots have built an 18-point lead here in the first half of play. We'll take a break with 4:51 to play in the second quarter. It's Adams Central 30, Sandy Creek 12.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. All Adams Central so far in this basketball game. 30-12 is the score. If you're just joining us, Sandy Creek playing without their number one player and their leading scorer, Brendan Leposky, tonight, who is out with an ankle injury. That amounts to 21.3 points per game. So they're already behind the eight ball, but the Patriots are looking pretty good here in this first half of play. They build an 18-point lead. Here's Woodbury with the ball now for Sandy Creek as he comes back to the offensive zone. Muenholz has got the ball out here. Gabe Muenholz having problems with a dribble. Scramble is on. AC comes up with it. David Bolin races back the other way. Bolin now to a Steinkruger. His long-range jumper is up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Tip try is up there. That one is good. Luke Goldenstein on the offensive glass there for Adams Central. Getting a couple of chips, finally getting it to go down through the hole. And the Patriots are out on top now by 20. It is 32-12. There's a shot from the right baseline that's going to be no good. Adam Central with a rebound. Coming back the other way is Steinkruger. Now to Bolin. David Bolin with the ball. Double teamed in here. Inside the free throw circle. Gives it away to Connor Nelson. Connor Nelson dribbling with the ball out here. He comes to the near side. Down to Steinkruger. He holds the ball. Entry pass right side of the lane to Goldenstein. Back out to David Bolin, who sends it over to Nelson. Now far side to a Dylan Steinkruger. Lobs it inside to Lindblad. Out to Bolin for three. Shot is up there. It's good. His first three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 7 points. Bolin scored 31 the other night against Holdridge. It's now 35-12 in favor of the Adams Central Patriots. Muenholz again having problems with it as he is being attacked out there by Adams Central. And now we got a whistle. We got a whistle. We've got a jump ball called here. And the possession arrow is pointing in favor of Adams Central. So the Patriots will play things in here on the near sideline. High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 35-12, Adams Central the lead here in this one. Wormstad is running one-hander down the lane. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Dixon. Dixon has got it for Sandy Creek to the far sideline. That's a Woodbury. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Comes over here to John Sock, who's back into the ball game now. He's picked up by Garrett Sittner. Sock behind his screen. Puts it up from the elbow. Right side of the lane. His shot no good. Ball is tapped to the corner. It is picked up there by Muenholz. His shot is up and in. Gabe Muenholz scoring. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He averages 13 points per ball game for the Cougars. There's a long three put up from the far side. It's good. Kyler Wormstadt knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 38-14, Adams Central the lead, 2:42 to play. Here's Woodbury. His shot from three is going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and EC will play things in. Adams Central with 38 points on the board already here in the first half. 2:37 to play in quarter number two. Coming into the ball game now for Adams Central. Let's see, Garrett Sittner is going to check out. Our mystery man, number 54, comes in to the ball game here for the Adams Central Patriots. We'll double check that here when we get a chance. Here's Garrett Sittner with the ball. He's going to have it knocked out of bounds here on the near sideline and lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Dawson Eckhart, who is into the ball game now. So it's going to be a turnover on Adams Central. That is their seventh of the ball game. Ben Pfeiffer is the man who is in there for Adams Central now. Our mystery man, that's not on our official roster, Ben Pfeiffer is into the ball game now. And there's another whistle on the far sideline for Sandy Creek. The ball is deflected out of bounds, so the Cougars will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Gabe Muenholz will inbound the ball here. Muenholz comes way out on top. The Shuck, who sends it back inside, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Corbin Hansen. Hansen scores for Sandy Creek. 38-16 now in favor of Adams Central. There's Pfeiffer, his shot no good. Pfeiffer gets his own ball back and he's fouling the play. And now big old Ben Pfeiffer will go to the free throw line. He kind of anchored the offensive line during the football season, and the big boy will go to the charity stripe right here to try to get it in the scorebook. 38-16 is the score. Adams Central with a 22-point lead. Shot is up there. It's good. So Pfeiffer scores. Head of the ball game now will be Trace Gordonier for Sandy Creek. So Ben Pfeiffer will have one more shot here. Coming to the ball game is going to be Jesse Grimmett. Josh Pfeiffer, not Ben Pfeiffer. Josh Pfeiffer, his free throw is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Sandy Creek Cougars. 39-16, the score. Bombs away for three. There's a Munholz. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jesse Grimmett now for Adams Central. There's a Sittner with the ball. Garrett Sittner as he looks at this man-to-man defense with a minute and 43 seconds to play. Pfeiffer on the right side now to Eckhart. He's trapped along the baseline. They send her back out here to the wing to Grimmett. Now to Sittner. Drives it down the lane. His shot's off of the back iron. No good. Pfeiffer with a rebound. His pass is deflected. Picked up by Sittner on the far side. Sittner over to Kyler Wormstadt. Now the buck 25 left here in the second quarter. Adams Central resets the offense. Here's a Garrett Sittner with the ball. About 35 feet away from the basket out here. Behind the screen from Pfeiffer. Takes the ball to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Adams Central making it look easy here in this first half. It's now 41-16. The Patriots have the lead over the Cougars. Sandy Creek back with the basketball. They come back in their offensive zone. That's Corbin Hansen with the ball. Hansen gets to the Shuck here at the top of the key. Shuck having problems with the dribble. Finally gets rid of it. To Jacob Schleek. Down on the wing to Corbett Hansen. Takes it down on the baseline underneath the basket. Comes out to Shuck on the wing left side. Throws up a shot from three. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot up and in. Gabe Munholz scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got four. And it's now a 41-18 ball game in favor of the Patriots. Wormstadt down the far sideline. Picked up there by Munholz. Wormstadt has to get rid of it. He does. Finds a Jesse Grimmett. He comes across the top now to Wormstadt. Back over to a wide open Sittner. Throws up a three. No good. Ball tipped out. It's picked up here by Munholz. He runs into Sittner at the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called. Garrett Sittner is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number four on the Patriots here in the first half of play. 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central is out on top by a score of 41-18. Corbin Hansen will inbound the ball. There's a Munholz. Races back into the offensive zone. Throws up a shot. He falls down. The shot's no good. Rebound comes down to a Sittner. That was 7 seconds. Long pass down the floor. It's over the head of Pfeiffer out of bounds. AC turns it away for the third time. Actually, the eighth time here in the first half. It's now 41-18. Adams Central has got the lead with 5 seconds to go. Sandy Creek from backcourt throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose, and that's going to be the end of the first half. Shot taken right there at the end of the first half by Colton Shuck. So Adams Central, boy, they look good here in the first half, and they've got the commanding lead over the Sandy Creek Cougars. Our score at halftime is Adams Central 41, Sandy Creek 18. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Is your equipment too big to go into your shed? You don't have to leave your valuable machinery outside all the time. So now's the time to give Square Deal Lumber and Hardware a call. Let Gene or Colby help you design a shed, shop, or garage. Check them out on the web at buysquaredeal.com or call Square Deal Lumber and Hardware at 402-756-5881 to request a free quote. Know the difference. Compare the Astro advantages before you buy any building. Buysquaredeal.com. Check them out today.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime, the Adams Central boys basketball team with a big lead over Sandy Creek tonight. The score at the break is 41-18. We'll get the numbers total up here in the first half of play. Get those to you before the second half gets underway. But right now we want to spend a couple of minutes with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. Adams Central winning in the first ball game tonight over Sandy Creek by a score of 49-24. Coach, thanks for joining us at halftime. A pretty solid performance for your group tonight as you walk away with a 25-point win here in this one.
Yeah, they did a nice job tonight. We only had one day to get ready for them, really, and we worked pretty hard yesterday on trying to do some things to try and handle their physical style of play. And our girls did a good job yesterday and really did a great job tonight. I was really impressed with how they were able to transition that.
I thought you guys played extremely well on the defense. Didn't allow Sandy Creek to really get into the flow of their offense all night long tonight.
Yeah, I was impressed with what we were able to do. We had some, always going to have a few times when you defend the wrong way a little bit or get in the wrong gap, but I was really impressed with the way that they communicated and they covered and they helped one another, and especially defensive rebound. We kind of had a feeling that they might try to go into the post and take an advantage inside in the post, and so we were really concerned about that. And Carly Bostock had a heck of a game inside, really a big presence in there. That was one of the things she was trying to focus on, was trying to be a player who created more problems defensively and offensively, somebody who made a difference out there, and she really made a difference tonight.
You guys had a 19-11 lead at halftime and then started the second half on an 11-0 run. Just talk about the beginning of the second half there.
Well, I think just right at the end of the first half, our girls got a little bit of confidence in what we were trying to do offensively. Earlier on, it was that physical style of play from Sandy Creek that caused us to turn the ball over and try to pass to some people, and they helped and got in the gap and got tips or steals, and so they were a little frustrated with that, but we kind of figured that out a little bit better as the game went on, and they had a lot of confidence going into the locker room and came out and did a great job of getting the ball where we wanted it to go and started moving a little bit better on offense instead of standing and being one pass at a time type offense. We were a little bit more difficult to guard and got some shooters open, and then when you knock down a couple of shots, it's always easier to play defense.
We're talking with Tim Marker, the head girls basketball coach at Adams Central. Again, the Patriots picking up a win in the opener tonight, 49-24 over Sandy Creek. You talked about Carly Bostock and the night she had. She had 8 points in the first half, had 10 in the second half of play. Bostock scoring 18 points in the ball game. Talk about her performance. If you get her going, that's going to add another cog to the old wheel here.
Oh, yeah, that was big, and that's what we've been waiting for, and that's what she's been waiting for. It was quite a game for her, and a lot of it she did on her own. We challenge our girls to – we run a motion offense, so we challenge them to kind of figure out what the defensive weaknesses are and be able to try and take advantage, and she was a good job of setting some pin screens and then showing back to the ball and getting it, and then she also went after some rebounds and got some putbacks, and she hit a couple of shots on some out-of-bounds plays, stretching the floor a little bit there. She just had a great night for us. She was a leader vocally. She was a leader with her play. Really a great night.
Is that what this team needs right now? Is there somebody to kind of take control of it?
Yeah, I think we do. I think we need somebody that, well, our seniors do a great job together. They really do a great job together, but we've needed that somebody inside. We've always relied on our guards, and teams have really pressured our guards. And now, you know, if we can keep Carly going inside, that really gives us something inside, something else they have to worry about. And she passes the ball well from inside, too. So that is a big part. And to see that part come around, that really gets us excited about our next games coming up.
Josie Bumgardner also in double figures for Adams Central. Jackie Fowler got in double figures tonight. So you had three girls hit double figures, and that's what you need when you get in some tougher games coming up.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got two girls coming off of injuries. They kind of had their summers cut short a little bit, Jackie and Josie both. Didn't get to play all summer, or got to play a little bit, but not the whole summer. And so they're kind of working into some things, getting some things figured out. I'm glad they're coming around this early. That'll be big for us. That'll take a little bit more pressure off of Brittany so she can get a few more shots out there. And we got a few other kids that have pretty good game, too, that'll open up some things for. We got some pretty good back cuts and some pretty good motion in the second half. I was really pleased with the way we ran our offense in the second half.
Adams Central wins it. They go to 2 wins and 1 loss in the season now, picking up a 49-24 win. over Sandy Creek here tonight. Now you move on. You got one day to prepare for Kearney Catholic on Thursday. Then you have Centura on Friday night. So a couple of state-ranked teams is your reward for winning here tonight, I guess.
Yeah, and we know that going in. And those two teams are going to be good teams every year, so it isn't anything different. They're just maybe a little bit tougher this year. They've got a lot of kids back on both teams. You know, our kids are excited about getting a chance to play them. We were able to play with Kearney Catholic for a little while last year. They got the same kids back. We got about the same kids back. You know, we're just ready to go out and play some more games and see how things go.
Okay, congratulations on the win, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Tim Marker, the head coach for the Adams Central Patriots. Again, AC picks up a win of the opener tonight, 49-24 over Sandy Creek. Again, it was a big night tonight for Carly Bostock as she scores 18 points in the ball game. Josie Bumgardner had 10, and also Jackie Fowler had 10 points in the ball game. No one in double figures for the Sandy Creek girls basketball team. Addison Kuda had 8 points, and Sadie Svoboda had 8 points. The Cougars fall to 1-2 on the season. Adams Central now 2-1. Sandy Creek will take on Centennial on Thursday. That'll be a home ball game, and Adams Central will be on the road playing at Kearney Catholic. We're at halftime of the boys' contest here. Adams Central in complete control of this basketball game. 41-18 is our score here at the break. We'll get to the scoring in the contest so far for Sandy Creek. They have got 4 points from Gabe Muenholz, 4 points for Trace Gordonier, and 4 points from Kendall Dixon. Sandy Creek getting 2 points apiece from Colton Schuck, 2 points from Corbin Hansen, and 2 points from Jacob Sweek. Sandy Creek has not been to the free throw line in the first 16 minutes of action here at the Patriot Gym. Adams Central, they've only shot 4 free throws tonight. They're 3 out of 4 from the line. They got 8 points in the first half from Dylan Steinkruger. Steinkruger has knocked down a couple of threes, and he's got a 2-point field goal. David Bolin, he's got a 3-pointer, and he's got a couple of 2-point field goals. He's got 7 points here in halftime. Also with 7 is Cale Pleak. Pleak has got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and he's got 2 free throws in 2 attempts. Evan Lindblad, he has got a couple of field goals, and he's 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 5. Tyler Warmstad has hit a tray and a 2-pointer for 5 points. 4 points apiece for Luke Goldenstein and Garrett Sittner. Each have 2 field goals apiece. Adams Central out on top here, 41-18 at halftime. It was 18-8 in favor of the Patriots at the end of the first quarter. Checking the halftime shooting numbers here in the ball game tonight, Adams Central is hitting 57% from the field. They are 17 out of 30. Sandy Creek just 9 out of 25 for 36%. Patriots are hitting 5 out of 9 from three-point range for 56%. The Cougars are 0 out of 4 so far in the first half. Adams Central has 17 rebounds in the ball game. Sandy Creek has got 11. The Patriots have turned the ball over 7 times. Sandy Creek has got 10 turnovers here in the first half. Adams Central has got 3 steals. Sandy Creek has got 3 steals. Nobody's got a blocked shot so far in the ball game, and the Cougars have not shot a free throw, and Adams Central is sitting at 4 out of 6 officially, 4 out of 6 from the free throw line in the first half of play for 67%. Again, our score here at halftime is 41-18 in favor of Adams Central as we are ready for the third quarter of play. Sandy Creek will play things in off of the far sideline. Corbin Hansen will trigger things in. The Cougars looking for something good to happen here offensively in the second half. Adams Central's pretty well shut them down. There's a block shot. Getting the ball back is going to be Muenholz. His shot's going to be no good. And now a rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner. Sittner gets the ball ahead. Now to Warmstad down in the corner. Open for 3. Takes the shot. Misses off the iron. No good. Bolin had a rebound. He lost it out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. They'll play things in off of the far sideline. Adams Central will play things in off of the far sideline. It was a knocked out of his Garrett Sittner's hand, so AC will play things in into the backcourt now. They get it to Bolin, who comes over here on the deep wing on the left side to Warmstad. Leaves it out on top to Cale Pleak. Sandy Creek still man-to-man. Bolin gets away. Nice pass down low, and a shot is up there. No good by Lindblad, and the rebound comes down here to Sandy Creek. The Cougars come back the other way, twisting and turning in the lane. A shot high off the window by Muenholz is up and in. Gabe Muenholz now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. 41-20 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead here in the third quarter. Warmstad driving the ball down the lane. Pass out to Lindblad, down to the top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there by Pleak. That's going to be no good. Rebound, Lindblad has it. He knocks it out in three-point territory to Sittner, who throws up a three. That one is no good, and the rebound comes down to Muenholz. Gabe Muenholz with the ball around his screen, comes into the forecourt, stops, throws up a 15-footer. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, K.O. Pleak of Adams Central. Pleak gets the ball to Garrett Sittner. Down the near sideline to Wormstead. Drives it for the hole. A scoop shot is up there and in. Fowler Wormstead scores there for Adams Central. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, 43-20. Patriots are out on top by a bunch here. 23 points in the third quarter. Sandy Creek coming back in their offensive zone. Shuck has got it down in the corner. Hansen for three. Shot good. Corbin Hansen knocks down a tray from the deep right corner. That's now 43-23. A 20-point lead for the Patriots. Here's David Bolin with the ball around the screen from Pleak. Drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. David Bolin now with 9 points in the ball game. Bolin has got 1 3-pointer so far. He got 3 drives to the basket. There's a pass down on the baseline, knocked away. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Lindstad. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Sandy Creek. And here comes Adams Central coming back the other way. They have it deflected out of bounds there by Jacob Sleek. That's going to be AC playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. David Bolin with the ball on the dribble underneath the hoop there. Goes out to Pleak. Now they get it over to Sittner. Here's Wormstad. He'll throw up a three. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Corbin Hansen for Sandy Creek. Hansen down the near sideline. Gets it ahead. Down in the corner. Muenholz with the ball. Trying to maneuver. Loses control of it. Picks it up. Throws it inside. And his shot's going to be up and in by Kendall Dixon. Muenholz picks up the loose ball. Gets it to Kendall Dixon, who lays it in. Here's Pleak at the other end. His shot no good. Tip try by Lindstad. No good. Lindstad falls over Dixon, keeps the ball alive as he gets to the Pleak, now to Wormstad, driving for the hole, a shot no good. Ball is tapped out again, and it's picked up by Muenholz. Gabe Muenholz runs her back 3-on-3. Muenholz goes down the far corner to Hansen. His running one-hander down the far sideline is going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Adams Central to Lindstad. He goes up for the stump and misses. Rebound comes out of Kendall Dixon. They try to stump there. He misses. The score remains at 45-25, a 20-point lead for Adams Central here in this third quarter. Muenholz having problems with the ball again. It's going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Turnover number 12 in the ball game, and now we got a foul called as Bolin brings the ball down the near sideline. Coming into the contest now for Adams Central is going to be Connor Nelson, and now Adams Central wants to call a timeout. Timeout is brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Call 462-4600. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. 4:36 to play here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. Adams Central 45, Sandy Creek 25.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Patriot Gym. 4 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the third quarter. Adams Central has got the lead over Sandy Creek by 20. It is 45-25. 41-18 at halftime in favor of the Patriots. AC will play things in now for the near sideline as they get it into Bolin. David Bolin brings it back to the offensive zone around the screen, drives it left side of the lane, moves it down in the corner now to Garrett Sittner, who puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Sittner now moves it right side. That's Connor Nelson with the ball. Nelson looking to penetrate. Gives it away to Pleak. He'll take the ball to the hole. Stops on the baseline. His shot is up there and in. K.O. Pleak has got 9 points in the ball game, 47-25. Adams Central has got the lead here in boys high school basketball. Here's Shuck with the ball. Nice pass. Shooting for the hole is going to be Hansen. His shot's going to be plunked out of bounds by Lindstad. Hansen was slicing from the left corner toward the goal. They got him the ball, but he goes up for the shot, and it's rejected out of bounds by Evan Lindblad. Lindblad's already got 7 blocks coming into the basketball game here tonight. He's got 7 blocks in 2 games. He has one right here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek will play things in. Deep in the right corner again is Hanson. He drives it toward the goal, gives it away underneath the basket, and shot is up and in. Trace Gordonier scoring there on the assist from Hanson. Gordonier now with 3 field goals and 6 points. Spinning on the baseline, his shot is up there. No good by Goldenstein. Rebound comes down here to Muenholz. Muenholz has got it. Right-handed dribble back in the offensive zone. There's a John Sock. His 3-pointer is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Cale Pleak of Adams Central. Outlet pass is going to be chipped out of bounds. That's going to be AC's ball. Getting his hands on it over there for Sandy Creek was Colton Shuck. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Adams Central is out on top of Sandy Creek by 20. It is 47-27. Patriots come back. David Bowen drives it, stops right side of the lane. Double team, ball swatted away. A turnover on AC. That's the ninth turnover on the Patriots here in the ball game. Coming back the other way is going to be Muenholz. Dribbles it down the lane, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Muenholz will go to the free throw line here. A foul is going to be called on Bowen of Adams Central. That's going to be the second foul on David. Muenholz to the free throw line. He's a 75% foul shooter of the year. This will be the first free throw of the night for the Sandy Creek Cougars. We got 3:11 to play in the third quarter. Shot is up there. It's good. Muenholz now with 7 points in the ball game. Here comes Wormstadt back into the ball game. Bowen will check out. Lindstadt also coming back into the ball game, and K.O. Pleak will come to the bench. 47-28, the Patriots have the lead. Gabe Muenholz back to the free throw line here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. The shot is up there. The second one hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Wormstadt. So it's 47-28. Patriots have the lead. Kyler Wormstadt back with the ball. Right-handed dribble. Wormstadt pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Flips it over there to Dylan Steinkruger, who's back in the ball game. Steinkruger to the far sideline now to Luke Goldenstein. Now Wormstadt dribbles in front of the free throw line. Kicks her back out here. That's Steinkruger with the ball. Nice pass down low to Lindblad, and his shot's up there and in. He's fouling the play. Evan Lindblad gets the field goal there for AC. He'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more at least. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Gordonier. That's going to be his first. Lindblad to the free throw line. He's an 80% foul shooter in the season. He's at 1 out of 2 tonight. The score is 49-28. Adams Central has got the lead. Evan Lindblad to the free throw line. The Patriots as a team hitting 75% of their charity tosses so far this year. Lindblad to try to make this a 3-point play. He does as that one hits bottom. That's now 50-28. Here in the third quarter of play, the Patriots looking for their third straight win here tonight. Adam Woodbury has got the ball now for Sandy Creek. He's into the ball game, dribbles it inside the free throw circle. Gets it away to Sock. His shot is up there and in. John Sock hits one from just inside the three-point ring. That's now 50-30. Patriots again with a 20-point lead, down to 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Dylan Steinkruger with the ball. Steinkruger gets over to Goldenstein. Top of the key to Nelson. Dribbles it down the right side of the lane. Stops and pops. His shot from 10 is going to be no good. And he is fouling the play. We got a foul on the rebound. It's going to be on Connor Nelson on the rebound. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 2 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be David Bowen. Bowen comes in, and Kyler Wormstadt comes out. Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull Friday night. You're on 1230 KHIS, 5:45 for the pregame show, 6 o'clock for the girls' ball game, and 7:30 for the boys. There's another turnover on Sandy Creek. AC has got the ball running back the other way. Steinkruger out to Bowen. He is covered up. Bowen goes over to Nelson. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass deflected. Picked up here by Adams Central's David Bowen out here in three-point territory. He drives it to the goal. His running one-hander is good. David Bowen taking the ball to the rack here tonight. He's got 11 points in the ball game. 52-30. Adams Central out on top. We've got 90 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter from the Patriot gym. Here's a Corbin Hanson down in the corner. Sends it to Woodbury, who dribbles down to the right corner from 3 points here. That's where he'll throw up a shot. Nelson had the rebound. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a... Let's see, Adams Central is going to play things in. We're going to have a personal foul called here on Sandy Creek. It'll go on... Let's see, it's going to go on Kendall Dixon. And Dixon just picked up his 4th personal foul. Coming out of the ball game is going to be Trace Gordonier. Adams Central is going to play things in here in backcourt. with a big lead at 52-30. Dylan Steinkruger gets it to David Bullen. Dribbles to the elbow. Gives the ball away to Nelson. He'll take off down the lane, and his shot is up and in. Connor Nelson gets the field goal to go down for the Patriots. 54-30. Adams Central in complete control of this one after leading 41-18 at halftime. Here's Jacob Schleek. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Stops. Puts up a shot over Lindblad. Partially deflected. The ball is loose. Scramble is on. 2-3 players hit the deck. And now we got a jump ball called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots. So AC will get it. Coming down to the scorer's table. Checking in again will be Cale Pleak. Pleak comes in. And it's going to be Lindstad coming to the bench. 52 seconds to play. Here in quarter number three, Adams Central has got the lead. 54-30. Over Sandy Creek. The Adams Central girls winning in the first game tonight by a score of 49-24. And sending the Patriots night here tonight. Garrett Sittner gets away down the near sideline, cuts it for the rack. He goes for the basket and shots up there and in. Garrett Sittner's third field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Patriots leading now 56-30. Bombs away at the other end. A shot is up there. No good from John Sock from 3-point range. Bowen grabs the rebound. Bowen brings it back 3-on-3. Down in the corner, Sittner for 3. Shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down here to Steinkruger. Keeps it alive for the Patriots. Steinkruger comes to Bowen. He has it go right to his fingertips, and it goes out of bounds. So Sandy Creek will come back the other direction. High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. There's a pass that's going to be kicked there. At the elbow, right side of the lane. Pass is kicked by Dylan Steinkruger. So Sandy Creek will play things in here on the near sideline. Corbin Hansen looking to inbound. He does. He gets it to a Shuck, who tries to bring it back to Hansen. Now the ball is knocked into the backcourt. Scramble is on. We got a jump ball called here. Aaron Sittner was out at the bottom of the stack there, kicking like a baby, trying to get out of there as he was being pressured by the Sandy Creek Cougars. This time the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in on the far sideline. Corbin Hansen will get things in to John Sock, and he launches up a shot. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the third quarter of play. 3 quarters in the books. The Adams Central Patriots dominating in boys high school basketball tonight. Adams Central 56. Sandy Creek 30. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have Nebraska basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Incarnate Word is going to be in town to take on the Nebraska men's basketball team. That's a Catholic school, we understand, out of San Antonio, Texas. A little-known team going to be in town to take on the Huskers tomorrow night at Pinnacle. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. The Huskers and Incarnate Word tomorrow night here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska women playing at Creighton on Thursday. Tip-off will be at 8, 7:45 for the pregame show. On Friday, we'll have more high school basketball for you. We got our first look at Hastings St. Cecilia as the Hawks will take on the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull, beginning with a pregame show at 5:45. Girls' game will go at 6, with the boys to follow at about 7:30. That's all coming up this week here on 1230 KHIS. Adams Central the lead. Here is Bullen in the lane. His shot is up there. That one is going to be in there good. Just catches the front lip and goes down through the hole. Bullen has now got 13 points in the ballgame. 58-30 is the score. Adams Central the lead. And now Sandy Creek having problems with the ball. Again, it's knocked loose. It's on the near sideline. It's picked up by Lindstad. That's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek. Here comes Bullen back the other way. He dribbles into the lane, and he falls down. That's going to be a violation on EC, a traveling violation on the Patriots. So 10 turnovers on Adams Central, 14 for Sandy Creek. 58-30 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead. We're now in the fourth quarter of play here at the Patriot Gym. A couple of blowouts here tonight in girls and boys high school basketball. There's a shot taken by Muenholz. It's going to be too strong. No good. K.O. Pleak with a rebound for Adams Central. Gets the ball away. That's going to be Wormstadt into the offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside to Lindstad, who gives the ball to Bullen. He drives it to the goal. The shot is up there and in. They're so aware of what he can do from three-point range. David Bullen just having a time of his life driving the ball to the basket here in this ball game tonight. He's got 15 points on the board. He's only hit one three-pointer. There's a pass that goes inside. Dixon puts up a shot from close range. That one misses. And a rebound comes down to Lindblad. Evan Lindblad gets the ball the way to Wormstadt. He has it knocked loose. The scramble is on, and it's picked up here by Shuck. A turnover on Adams Central underneath the basket. Muenholz throws up a reverse layup. A shot no good. Dixon with a rebound. His shot blocked down by Lindstad. Ball is recovered here by Adams Central. That's a Dawson Eckhart who's into the ball game now to Bullen. His shot from just inside the free throw line. It's up and in. David Bullen now is 17, 62-30. Adams Central has got the big lead here over Sandy Creek. Here's a Shuck with the ball on top of the key. Colton Shuck brings it over on the wing to Corbin Hansen. Entry pass, they get it to Dixon. His shot's going to be blocked down again by Lindstad. And the rebound comes out of Adams Central. Patriots come down with the ball. Eckhart, long pass down the floor to Pleak. Pleak can't put up a shot on the short left baseline. There's a pass across the lane to go to Lindstad. And his pass hits the back of the glass as he tried to save it there. Hits the back of the glass. It's out of balance and a turnover on Adams Central. Garrett Sittner comes back into the ball game. Here comes Dylan Steinkruger back in. 5 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Adams Central leading by a score of 62-30 over Sandy Creek. Cougars have the ball. Here's Adam Woodbury. He sends it inside. A shot again by Dixon. It's going to be blocked down again by Lindstad. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Bullen. Bullen runs her back the other way. 2-on-3. Bullen in the lane. Throws it to Sittner in the corner. 4-3. Shot rims off. No good. Lindstad with a rebound. Follow shot. Good. Evan Lindstad now with 10 points in the ball game, 64-30. Adams Central the lead. Patriots have scored the first 8 points here in the fourth quarter. Ashana is up there. No good. Rebound Dixon. He's going to be fouled in the play. Foul in the play here. Personal is going to be whistled on Dylan Steinkruger. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Kendall Dixon to the free throw line for Sandy Creek. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far in the ball game. Sandy Creek has shot only 2 free throws all night long. This will be number 3 right here. Dixon's shot is up there, and he banks one home. Kendall Dixon is a 60% foul shooter in the season. He is 6 out of 10 in there for Adams Central now. We're going to start seeing all kinds of folks come in there. Luke Goldenstein is going to come into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming in is going to be Connor Nelson. 5:14 to play. Next shot is up there. That one rattles home by Kendall Dixon. Dixon comes out. Here comes Gordonier back into the ball game. 64-32. Adams Central has got the lead. Patriots have the ball back here. Garrett Sittner down the right sideline. Comes to Eckhart. Down to Nelson out here in three-point territory. Comes to the left side to Dylan Steinkruger. Dribbles once. Gives it back to Nelson on the wing on the right side. Nelson looking to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. A bounce pass down low is going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Garrett Sittner. They turn over on the Patriots. That's going to be the 13th of the ball game. That's one thing that head coach Zach Foster not happy about, and that's the 15 turnovers per ball game they're averaging this year. There's Gordonier throwing up a three-pointer from the right side. It is right through the hole. Nothing but twine. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Now we got a whistle here, and the Patriots want to call a timeout. Adams Central calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. Back with more after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Through three quarters, Adams Central hitting 24 out of 47 from the field for 51%. Sandy Creek only 13 out of 37 for 35%. Adams Central was 0 out of 5 on three-pointers in the third quarter. They hit 56% of their three-pointers in the first half, but 0 of 5 in the third period. Sandy Creek at 1 out of 4 from three-point range for 25%. Unable to close the gap, though, 64-35. Adams Central blowing the Cougars out of their cages here tonight at the Patriot Gym. There's Sittner in the lane. His shot's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. So the Cougars run her back the other way. On the drive is going to be John Sock. He takes the ball right to the hole and scores. Slices up the Patriot D right there. And John Sock, he scores. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Now Adams Central getting a little sloppier. They throw the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. 14 turnovers now at Adams Central as the Cougars will get the ball back here with 4:16 to play. John Sock, a jump pass down in the deep left corner. A shot is taken by Woodbury that's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball as the Patriots will play things in. Basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Adams Central girls picking up a win in the opener, 49-24. And the Adams Central boys out on top of Sandy Creek here in the second ball game, 64-37. Sittner down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. It rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek's Gordon here. Loses control of the ball. Picked up by Sittner. He drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Garrett Sittner now with 8 points in the ball game, 66-37. After the ball game tonight, we'll name our players of the game, have our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Sandy Creek with the ball on their offensive end. Colton Shuck has got the ball. Colton Shuck comes over to Sock. His shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Goldenstein. His outlet pass is intercepted by Sock, and he lays it in. Pass was deflected. John Sock picks it up and scores for the Cougars. There's Adams Central back in their offensive end. His shot is up and in. That's Dawson Eckhart. Eckhart scores his first points of the 2014-2015 season. It's now a 68-39 lead. There's a shot taken up there. It is good by John Sock again. Now we got a timeout here for some substitutions. So John Sock scores again for Sandy Creek. Now some substitutions coming in here. Let's keep it right here. A substitution timeout called at the 3:02 mark of this basketball game. Adams Central is well in control. 68-41 is the score. Patriots led 18-8 at the end of the first quarter. It was 41-18 at halftime. And now some new guys into the ball game here for Adams Central. Eckhart has got the ball. Eckhart sends it over on the wing. On the right side, that's a Jesse Grimmett who's into the ball game now. There's a Luke Goldenstein. They work it back to Grimmett on the wing on the right side. Circles around. Comes over here to a Goldenstein who sends it down in the corner to a Dawson Eckhart. He dribbles the ball, takes it into the lane. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up here by Colton Shuck. Shuck runs her down the right sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets away. His shot down the lane is going to be no good. Ball is loose. Pfeiffer chases it down in the corner. It's picked up there by Josh Pfeiffer, who gets the ball into the hands now of Luke Goldenstein. Long pass down the floor to Nelson. His shot is up there. No good. The ball tapped out. Nelson picks her back up. Bounce pass down low to Pfeiffer. Shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. So Josh Pfeiffer scores in the ball game, and he's fouled in a play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Chandler Soucy picking up the personal foul for Sandy Creek. That's going to be his first. 70-41. Adams Central has got the lead. And everybody that's suited up tonight is going to see some playing time. There's the next shot. It's going to be up there by Pfeiffer. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. We're down to 2 minutes to play. Adams Central leading by 30, 71-41. Driving down the right side of the lane. A shot by Shuck is no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch there by Shuck of Sandy Creek. So it'll be Adams Central playing it in here in backcourt. Adams Central will go to 3-0 after this one here tonight. Patriots will get ready for Centura coming up on Friday night. Wood River on Saturday. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Pfeiffer, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Cougars going to fall to 1 win and 3 losses after this one tonight. There's a bounce pass inside. A shot is taken. It's going to be off of the left side. No good there by Susie. And the rebound comes down to Nelson for Adams Central. Connor Nelson down the right sideline. Nelson leaves her out here in three-point territory. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Grimmett. The rebound comes down here to Susie for Sandy Creek. A minute and 20 seconds to play. Patriots have a 30-point lead. It is 71-41. Sandy Creek working with the ball. This is Pedro Nunes into the ball game now. And now we got a scramble on out here in three-point territory. A jump ball is going to be called. Nunes tied up on the play by Nelson of Adams Central. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the, let's see, they're pointing Sandy Creek's way. Cougars will play things in here on the near side. This is Warren Wilson, a sophomore, will get things in. The Chandler Susie, he dumps the ball down low. That's going to be Warren with the ball. Warren Wilson, his shot no good. Follow shot is up there and in. Jaden Switzer, or Schweitzer, picking up the field goal there for Sandy Creek. It's now a 71-43 ball game. Patriots well in control of this one here tonight. There's a bounce pass inside again. Going for the basket is going to be Pfeiffer, and he lays it in. Pfeiffer, Josh Pfeiffer's now got 6 points in the ball game. 73-43. Adams Central again leading by 30 in this one. John Sock has it knocked loose. Sock picks it back up, then throws up a tray. His shot good. John Sock now with 11 points in the ball game here for Sandy Creek. 73-46. Here's Eckhart with the ball now for Adams Central. Gets it to Nelson. Connor Nelson with 20 seconds to play. Just dribbling with the ball across the 10-second line here. Nelson sends over on the wing to Eckhart, who puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here between the circles. Now to Jesse Grimmett. We're down to 8 seconds to go. Eckhart has got the ball, takes it into the lane. Won't put up a shot. Comes out to Nelson, top of the key. 2 seconds, 1 second. That's all she wrote. Adams Central wins it tonight over the Sandy Creek Cougars to improve to 3 wins and no losses on the season. Adams Central wins it going away over the Cougars tonight by a score of 73-46. Adams Central improves to 3 wins and no losses on the season. The Cougars drop to 1-3. In the final score, Adams Central wins over Sandy Creek, the final of 73-46.